Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
As you know, we're entering the third week of April. And as we mentioned to you in the beginning of the year, this year could be challenging. We see it playing out even this month. In Brazil, for example, the increase of contamination and infections has grown to as much as 70,000 a day. In India, it is far worse, where you have 140,000, double the numbers. And we explained to you that in the beginning of the year, how do you survive this current situation? We gave you a series of messages entitled Live with Zeal. The following month, in February, we talked about living with wisdom. And finally, last month in March, we talked to you about living in the kingdom. And now in April, we began with a series of messages on the Holy Spirit, beginning in Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. There you have the words, the kingdom of God is not about behaviors, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And as you know, our behaviors have changed. While we want to do certain things that spell the difference between us being in the presence of God, we know that we can't do it, but we still have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not just a force, He's a person with a presence and power that comes with that. We talked about the person of the Holy Spirit, that He's irresistible, infinite, and very intimate. Then we're talking about the Holy Spirit today in terms of His presence, and next week we're going to talk about His power. I titled this message, Finding Your Second Wind in 2021. It's a play on words that will help you understand this message better. The word second wind, or the word second wind, is an athletic phenomenon. It is when a runner or an athlete runs out of breath or is too tired to continue and yet finds this second wind, strength to forge on and continue. It is for those who are already running, and that's for most of us who are already running through this year. Secondly, it feels like you, but then again, it doesn't feel like you because you thought when you were just out of breath, you're able to continue. What's interesting about people who've experienced the second wind is they say that they have top performance with less effort. The key, therefore, is presence. Something was present inside of them, which really lends to the idea of the power of the Holy Spirit present in our lives. My text this morning starts with John 14, verse 26. But when the Father sends the Spirit of Holiness, the Holy Spirit, the one like me who sets you free, He will teach you all things in my name. The starting point of understanding the Holy Spirit is He's a teacher. And He will teach you in a way that is not the same as I'm doing right now. While I'm teaching you about the Holy Spirit, the way the Holy Spirit teaches is nowhere near close to the way I'm teaching you right now. That's why we need His presence. It says He will inspire you to remember every word I've told you. That's the beginning of the difference, is that He's able to inspire you in ways that no human teacher can teach you. The Holy Spirit is the ultimate teacher or trainer because He inspires. The word inspire, as defined by the 1828 Dictionary of the English Language, starts with a verb, the Latin inspiro, which means to breathe or inspirit. The idea behind this word is to draw in breath, to inhale air into the lungs, opposed to being expired. That's the power of the Holy Spirit as a teacher. He doesn't just give you information, He gives you the ability, the spirit of that very teaching, to breathe life into your very body, into your very essence, so that you can run and persevere and find that second wind in Him. John 14, verse 26 continues, and He will inspire you to remember every word that I've told you. That's why you remember His teachings. He's not just an ordinary trainer. He's the ultimate trainer because He inspires you. More than that, He meets us in our weakness. Most trainers will meet us at our strength or our abilities. The Holy Spirit's not like that. He meets us at the very thing that we're weak at. In a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. He meets us at the very moment of our weakness and says, I can empower you and overcome this. Imagine a trainer who's with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, reminding you and inspiring you and telling you, you can do this. You can climb that hill. You can overcome this thing. You can forge on in 2021 and find the presence of God in your midst this year. In Romans 8:26, it says, for example, at times we don't even know how to pray. or know the best things to ask for. The Holy Spirit rises up within us like an inspiring wind to super intercede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words. I love the teaching of the Holy Spirit. He rises up inside of me to help me understand, pleading with emotional sighs too deep for words. Many times when I found the teaching of the Holy Spirit, they're beyond words. In fact, I find that He's able to teach me from someone who's painting a wall, a book, a song, a melody, a star, a sunset, a friend, a voice, a child in a stroller, an ambulance driving. He's always there to teach me through a person, through my wife, through any means. And that's why He is the ultimate trainer. He inspires us. He meets us at our weakness. And finally, He customizes our training. Interestingly, the Bible tells us in Romans 14, 17, the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking or behavior, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's a wide, customized thing. It's not all the same for all of us. He's never too fast, and He's never too slow. He's never too early, and He's never too late. It's never too big, or it's never too small. I like a message that my son, Joshua, sent me. My youngest son has a four-year-old son who sent me this message recently. And he said, watch Superbook with Lukey. That's his son, Lucas, earlier. We watched the episode of Lucifer falling and Adam and Eve. Lukey kept asking questions and said he wanted a body like Angel Michael. I spoke to him about the glorified bodies of the saints when they go to heaven and asked if he wanted to be like one of them. Lukey got saved that day. He said yes and prayed the sinner's prayer with me. God, the Holy Spirit, is never too early, never too late, never too big, never too small. He's always the ultimate trainer because He is someone who inspires us. Regardless of whether you're a kid or whether you're an adult, the Holy Spirit meets you in our weakness. And more importantly, He's able to customize for our benefit and training. Secondly, He's the ultimate life coach. I Googled the term life coach and asked what it meant. A life coach is a type of wellness professional who helps people make progress in their lives in order to attain greater fulfillment. Life coaches and their clients help their clients, rather, in improving their relationships, careers, and day-to-day lives, in creating their strategies. These strategies, life coaches target the unique, there it is, customized skills and gifts. No one can do that better than the ultimate life coach, the Holy Spirit. He assures us, He starts by assuring us that we are able to fulfill that. 1 John chapter 4, verse 13 says, He has given us His Spirit within us. There it is. It was given to us within us so that we can have the assurance that He lives in us and that we live in Him. It's an interesting thing when you understand the power of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit, more importantly, the person of the Holy Spirit, who assures you that you can do this. In my lifetime, I'm turning 64 next month, I've been through near civil wars and revolutions. I've seen millions of people in the road, seen tanks roll down, and seen gunshots in main streets. I've seen collapses in the finances of the world, both in regions or in the world itself. And I've seen relatives and friends pass away or go through medical crisis. I had a father who had open heart surgery, a mother who had breast cancer, a wife who had two surgeries, and a son who almost died. Fear is real, and fear is draining. And if we don't have the Holy Spirit, the trainer, the life coach, who will assure us we will be drained this year. But thanks be to God, the Holy Spirit is with us. He inspires us. He meets us at our weakness. He customizes our training. And more importantly, He's the ultimate life coach because He assures us that we will have the second wind for this year. Secondly, He says He comforts us. The Bible tells us in Romans 8, 16, the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us as He whispers in our innermost being, you are God's beloved child. I love this verse. The Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us. It's not an idea. It's not a teaching, a Bible teaching that some teacher taught us. The Holy Spirit teaches us when we're walking in a busy street, in a quiet street, when we're sleeping, whatever it is we're doing, He keeps assuring us and reminding us and telling us that He whispers to our very inner being, you are God's beloved child. I like the idea because when I walk certain days alone and God reminds me, I remember one classic moment when I was sitting in my desk at home and I heard the Holy Spirit ask me this question. What if you got a phone call and you realized that your children had an accident? And true enough, about a few seconds, literally a few seconds later, I got a phone call and my kids did have an accident. I got to the scene and this is exactly what it looked like. That's not the car, but it's exactly what it looked like. The car was turned turtle. Interestingly, none of my children got hurt. The point in saying that is because God, the Holy Spirit, knows every situation in your life. And He's able to assure you and He's able to comfort you. And many times, if you will be but still and listen to this ultimate life coach, you will hear Him assure you, comfort you, and more importantly, He exposes some of the things in you. That's the other way you get comfort, because you know that in the midst of your imperfection and blindsides, He shows you things you need to see. It says in John 16, verse 8, when He comes, He will expose sin and prove that the world is wrong about God's righteousness and His judgment. There it says, He will expose sin and prove the world wrong. I like the way God exposes, the Holy Spirit exposes sin in my life. It's actually very private. Most of the time, He shows it by convicting me about something I said, something I did. He doesn't embarrass me, but He does want me to respond. He wants me to respond by acknowledging that I did something wrong, because ultimately, His goal is not just to expose me, but to restore me. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11 says, it's true that some of you once lived in those lifestyles, but now you have been purified from sin, made holy, and given a perfect standing before God. There it is, but now you've been purified from sin, made holy, and given a perfect standing before God, all because of the power of the name of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, and through our union with the Spirit of our God. Union with the Spirit of our God. When we walk with God, He exposes things, yes, both good and bad, both in ourselves and even in others, but He teaches us how He does it in a very gentle, life-coaching way that helps us move on with life and find our second wind. Titus chapter 3, verse 4 says, when the kindness of love and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved it not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. The purpose of why He exposes us is not just to expose us, but to renew us. I once had one of my sons did something that we were in a setting where he did something wrong. And this was in front of other people. And it was a little bit embarrassing for him. And I had to put him aside and told him to go and tell and apologize to the people that he had done something. He was very young at the time. And as soon as he did that, I put him on top of the table and honored him and told him in front of everybody how brave he was and how grateful I was that he was the kind of person that he was. When we're exposed, the question is, do we respond to the Holy Spirit and acknowledge that? Because all He wants to do is put us up on His shoulders and honor us every time we obey when He exposes us. The second wind comes when we understand that now may the grace and joyous favor of the Lord Jesus Christ, the unambiguous love of God, and the precious communion that we share in the Holy Spirit be yours continually. Amen. The precious communion that we share in the Holy Spirit be yours. This is the third part of my message. He's not just the ultimate trainer, the ultimate life coach. He's the ultimate team builder. It says in Ephesians 2, verse 22, and in Him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. There you have it. Built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, is the ultimate team builder. Why? Because He unites. There's something that happens when you unite with others. There's greater power and there's a greater second wind when you are not alone, but are in fellowship with others because you've been united by the Holy Spirit with other people. Further, it says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. Through the bond of peace, there is only one body and there is one Spirit. Keep the unity of the Spirit. Through the bond of peace, there is one body and there's one Spirit. When you learn to walk in the Holy Spirit in unity with others, you learn to walk in a team. What happens is when you expire, when you get tired and you're not as inspired, there's somebody out there who is. There's somebody out there who's rowing just as mightily and strongly with you and for you because you've learned that the Holy Spirit unites us with others. Because when you walk alone, there's not a lot of power and not a lot of strength. God, the Holy Spirit, teaches us and drives us to this body because together we're going to see the power of the Holy Ghost moving inside of us and have the second wind for 2021. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 and 5, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same God. It says there are different kinds of gifts, and that's why you want to be in a body, because your gifts are not the only gifts out there. There are many different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. The point in saying this is the ultimate team builder, the Holy Spirit, does not just unite us. He also makes us appreciate one another. When you are part of a body, when you've learned to walk with the ultimate trainer, the ultimate life coach, and the ultimate team builder, you learn to walk in unity with others, and you learn to appreciate one another. This is a recent Instagram post I made about left brain and right brain people. I was actually thinking about the team that I work with here at church. Most of them are right brain and some of them are left brain, and leadership is vital in good times or in bad times, whether at home, at work, in the community. The key to success is a team. A good team must consist of different people, some left brain and some right brain types. Left brain types provide inspiration, ideas, emotion, creativity. These give the team excitement. Right brain types provide execution, plans, logic, processes. These give the team sanity. Good leaders know they don't just need both. They know how to appreciate and motivate both. Great leaders know how to make each one appreciate each other. This is the Holy Spirit. He teaches us as the ultimate team builder to unite us, to make us not be united, but to literally appreciate one another. Finally, he baptizes us into his body. And that's a deep word right there. It's more than just uniting ourselves physically, emotionally, mentally. Baptism is to be immersed in each other's lives. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, "For we are all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body. Whether Jews or Gentiles, our race, our backgrounds, whether slave or free, our socioeconomic levels do not matter because we are baptized by the Holy Spirit." The presence of the Holy Spirit is the key to finding your second wind in 2021. And like the athlete that's running out of energy, remember, this is for those who are already running. Remember, it feels like you, but it's really not you. Remember, it's perfect, powerful levels of performance with less effort and simply because of his presence. The presence of the Holy Spirit is inside of us. He inspires us. He meets us at our weakness. He customizes our training. He assures us, comforts us, exposes us to renew us, unites us. He makes us appreciate one another, and he baptizes us into his body. As I end this moment, I want us to proclaim Jesus, and I want you to pick up a bread and a cup and just take that and begin to acknowledge Jesus as your Savior of your life. Lord Jesus, thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our lives today and every day. Thank you for the inspiration you bring us, for meeting us in our weakness and teaching us in the ways that go deep into our very spirits. Thank you for assuring us, comforting us, exposing us as to renew us. And thank you for uniting us, for making us appreciate others, and baptizing us into the body of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.